Aircheckdownloads.com.
Simon performed that song in Liverpool just a few weeks ago and remembers writing that song just down the line from Lime Street Station at one of the railway stations there, but couldn't remember which one. It's disappointing because I'm a Widnes lad. He couldn't remember whether it was either Widnes or Warrington, but he was inspired to write that song there. We're very proud of the fact that he wrote that song, even though my hometown of Widnes obviously made him feel homesick. Simon and Garfunkel's Homeward Bound. Welcome to the wee small hours of the morning, and many thanks to Diana for the music and company. Let's see what we can do with the first few hours of this Thursday morning, shall we? Let's just put the records on and spin our way into the night, shall we, with some of the good stuff. This is David Ruffin and some gentle boogieing beneath the bedclothes, I think. Genesis, depending on which headline you read, it keeps popping up that Phil Collins is either preparing to make a comeback or is having... He'll not be, because he's not been in the best of health, having a live-in nurse to look after him these days. But it'd be nice to see him perform and hear him perform again. Phil Collins and Genesis and David Ruffin before that. Walking away from love. Talking about throwing it all away, I've been having a bit of a thing. I think it happens when you get to a certain age. You look around at all the stuff around you and you think, it's time I got rid of some of this stuff. I have things I haven't used in years that for some reason I've been keeping hold of. So I'm having a bit of a clean out at the moment. I think they call it Swedish death cleaning, don't they? Which is a rather morbid way of looking at it, but it does make me feel good to get rid of a whole load of baggage. Here's a song that's perfect for the wee small hours. Cat Stevens. Cat Stevens. And here's another song that's perfect for the wee small hours of the morning. It's a song all about missing somebody. Lady Antebellum, Need You Now. Never really followed that, did they? Such a great song. Lady Antebellum, Need You Now. Records on the way this hour from Crosby, Stills and Nash. Songs too from Stevie Wonder, The Beach Boys. And a record that was playing everywhere back in the summer of 1978 on beaches, little radios, Sony Walkmans, on summer lawns. It's on next.
Unexpected item in bagging area.
Believed to be the first song that Crosby, Stills and Nash ever sang together, a song that was written by Stephen Stills about a long-distance relationship with Judy Collins. How do you have a long-distance relationship with Judy Collins? Inspired that song, You Don't Have to Cry, and Lindisfarne from the summer of 78 and Run for Home. I was reading a thing in one of the papers yesterday about corporate speak, which annoys me. One of the things I hate at the start of an email is when somebody says, heads up. Don't you dare. And there's a list of corporate jargon going round. One of them is, let's have a thought shower, which means let's have a meeting. I like this one, activate stakeholder engagement. What? Apparently that means talk to your customers. So if you're working, that's what you're doing. And the one that gets me is one that sort of, let's socialise the learnings. Really? Apparently that means send an email. Blimey. Stevie Wonder and Brenda Lee, I Want to Be Wanted. Now, here's a commercial message from our friends at Authentic India. If you're looking for a holiday with a difference, Authentic India is a boutique tour operator, and they tailor-make travel to India, Sri Lanka and beyond. Every trip is built around what you want at your pace, your interests. You might be interested in food, history, architecture, wildlife, whatever. From things like cooking with local families to visiting craftspeople and joining in. If that's your idea of a holiday, it's well worth looking at. Search online now for Authentic India Tours. Authentic India Tours. And while you're planning the holiday, let's have Elvis.
Derek Webster. Boom. Checkdownloads.com.